best way to handle this in the short term, of course, you have to make it your responsibility to get the right political leaders. But the best way to manage this in the short term is simply ignore them as much as you possibly can. Just stay out of their way as much as you possibly can, because they're damaging things.
Yeah, and now you know why the BizNews community love Davy Ruert so much. He is the chief economist of the Efficient Group, and who better than the straight-talking, hard-hitting economist, often economist of the year in the annual competition that is held to acknowledge who the best of them are. Well, who better than him to guide us through what we can expect in the medium-term budget policy statement? Yeah, that's what it's actually called. We used to call it the mini-budget, but it is the halfway update on the state's finances that we have between each February. That's coming next week on Wednesday. And what exactly does it mean and why? Well, let's pick up from Davy on exactly whether or not we can be maybe having another shock that we had in 6 months ago when the government tried to increase VAT.
Alec, remember, this is the medium-term budget policy statement next week. This is not the budget. This is typically not the platform where the Minister of Finance will make changes to taxes. He may hint at one or two things, but this is a platform where he typically will give us his estimates on economic growth and things like, for example, what tax revenue is looking like, and we can talk about that and things like that. And I also expect perhaps an announcement as far as the inflation targeting is concerned.
But so we're safe, Davy, from another VAT increase, at least now, at least this
month. I would say so,
month.
Yes. I think politically it's not going to be easy to do that anyway. So will we see a VAT increase? Politically, it's extremely difficult to do. And I don't think we're going to see any significant tax changes now. Like I've said, this is not the platform. But in the end, there must be a tax increase if we continue on the current trajectory, because cutting back on state expenditure is political suicide, and politicians just won't do that.
Okay, so no VAT increase, which is good news, given that it was introduced in 1978 at 4%, and we now have it at 15%, and had the politicians had their way, it would have been at 16%, or certainly heading for that direction now. Now we're at 15% at the moment, and let's hope that it stays there. Davy reckons, no, he doesn't think that that's going to be possible, because we're overspending as a country, we're not growing fast enough, but that's more of the director's cut, that's more of the in-depth conversation. For the purposes of this conversation, he has mentioned many times that you can't increase taxes because there's a thing called the Laffer curve. And let's have a hear exactly what that means.
Can you explain the Laffer curve? It's easy to understand. If you levy 0% tax on my salary, then I'm quite happy to work because all the money that I earn comes to me. If you levy 100% tax on my salary, then I'm going to stop working, because why should I work? Because you take all my money away. So somewhere in between 0 and 100%, there's a spot where if you increase tax a little bit more, then I'm going to start working less and less and less and less. And that is the so-called Laffer curve. And it works like that in practice as well. So you can increase taxes or the tax rates. Let me just put to make it clear. You can increase tax rates and you will collect more and you can collect more. But there is a certain point when you increase taxes more, tax rates more, then some individuals will simply stop working, or they will aggressively evade taxes, or they will move away and go and work in another country or wherever that is. And when it comes to personal income taxes, we are over that Laffer curve. There's a lot of research indicating that we are over that Laffer curve already. So we cannot increase taxes on the rich anymore.
Okay, so now we know the government can't do that to us. They can't increase our personal income taxes any further, because if they do, they're going to get less money in, and they understand that, because the Laffer curve was in since 1974. But it doesn't mean that they're going to be trying elsewhere. We'll get into the subject in more detail in a moment.
Cody from Paul has sold multiple vehicles to We Buy Cars. Suspicious?
I think so.
Is that a crime?
No. Where are you getting the cars?
I buy them and I sell them at the spot, like a normal person.
Okay.
No, man, I'm just an accounting student. I know a good deal when I see one.
That's Excel meant. What's more stressful, tax season or selling a car at We Buy Cars?
Tax season, obviously.
We Buy Cars, the easiest way to sell your car by far.
Okay. Well, tax season, we're in it, at least as far as the government is concerned. And it'll be interesting to follow how much interest there is in the medium-term budget policy statement next week. Certainly as far as Treasury is concerned, they're on it. I'm probably not going to be there. I like to get into the lockup, but this time around, I left my application a little late, and they're very strict at Treasury. So you don't make it on time, they won't let you in, even though it's like 10 days to go. Anyway, moving on to the substance of our conversation today between Darby and I think that if you have a look at this, what it really means is it's an opportunity for South Africans to really interrogate what these guys who make up one third of the economy, those are the people who work for the state, what they're doing with our money. Are we getting value for money for it? There are many people who believe we aren't. In fact, many people believe they're getting pretty much nothing for their taxes that they pay, and an ever-increasing amount of it. Here's Darby's view. So what should we be asking Enoch Godintwana, when he stands up next Wednesday and he has his mini budget? What should we be thinking of anyway that he's going to tell us, whether it's lies or truth?
It's more for the budget next year, but the questions are still the same. You must ask the questions. You must ask them, where's the money coming from? Is it fair? Is it efficient? Do you do this in a cost efficient manner? The way where you're getting the money from, the various taxes. Tell me where the various taxes are coming from. Should we overhaul the system? Is that the best that we can do by way of funding this state? Ask those questions. And very importantly, what are you doing with my money? Where's the money going to? Is it spent efficiently? Are you handing out contracts to the most effective and the best contract value for money for the taxes that I pay to you? Are the civil servants paid for what they're worth to me, because they work for me in the end? Do we need all these cabinet ministers, or can we do with fewer because I fund them? Do we need the ministers to drive around in these black cars with the blue lights and assaulting people next to the road because that is done with my money in the end? Those are the questions that we need to ask. And don't let them off the hook. Let them answer those questions. And when a political party comes around next time, and when they've got these political manifestos, go through the manifesto and see if you can get the answer to these questions in the manifestos. Where are they going to get the money? Is it fair? And where's the money go to? And are they spending that efficiently or not? Get the politicians to answer those questions.
So, Darby, we're at a stage where fewer and fewer people have been voting in South Africa. What you say now resonates with me. I'm sure it resonates with many members in the BizNews tribe. But how long along the road to political maturity, in other words, where people's eyes are opened and they act on it, are we here in South Africa? Or are we both sitting here dreaming about something that isn't likely to happen in our lifetimes?
No, it's happening, Alec. It's happening. Up to now, politically, we voted along other lines. Let's be honest about it. We voted along racial lines and ideological lines and with certain historic whatever reasons that you voted for, but that is changing. We are voting for something else now. We are voting for bread and butter stuff, and that's what we should be voting for. Vote for political parties that, and of course, we are only human. I mean, if I'm a civil servant and a political party tells me I'm going to cut your salary, am I going to vote for that political party? Unlikely to vote for that political. So there are still various groupings in South Africa, and we're probably going to try to vote for a political party that will be best for me. But I do think that people realize what is best for the economy in the end is probably going to be good for all of us as well. And yes, let the rich pay more, but if we overdo that, those rich people are going to disappear and I will be worse off in the end. Understand these kind of things. Yes, it is important to spend money on certain social and political projects, but if we overdo that and we don't do it properly, we're going to waste a lot of money and we're not going to see the benefits of that. So although we are still voting in certain camps and we're still voting according to certain groups in one way or the other, we're still voting according to that, but I think people are understanding that in the end, a growing economy will be to the benefit of all of us. So I'm not calling for an absolute equal tax system, a poll tax system in South Africa, although theoretically that's the best thing to have. I am realistic about this, that the rich must pay more. But understand this, we keep on overtaxing the rich, they will go away, we will be all worse off. And the same goes for the efficiency of state expenditure.
Great questions, and I hope that you've absorbed that and thought about it. Bread and butter issues, Dawie Ruart believes, are now starting to take precedence in South Africa. That's like a first. We've been voting along ideological lines. I remember talking to a guy once, very deeply involved in the ANC. He said, oh, we don't care because it's like a football club. If Kaiser Chiefs aren't playing so well, well, you're not going to go and support Pirates. You're going to keep supporting Chiefs. But when they start playing well again, you might be back. Well, that's not the way it works in politics. When you don't support the right party, we get no jobs and we get no future and our children have to suffer. So clearly, your job is your power and let's use it efficiently. Well, we're going to close off with a tailpiece, and this is from my favorite actress. Why is she my favorite actress or superstar actress? Because she's the only one I've really met and interviewed and gave a cuddle to in the icy cold of Davos while we were waiting for the cameras to start rolling.
As a writer, what's your relationship with technology? How do you feel about the coming AI revolution? Because a lot of creators are worried about it.
Intense irritation. I cannot tell you. I cannot begin to tell you because I write longhand. So I write...
Like on legal pads or
on
something?
On a pad. Yeah, old scripts, actually.
Yeah.
Because I believe that there is a connection between the brain and the hand. And I think there's a real...
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, for sure.
If I have to memorize a part,
I have to write it out.
Hand,
yeah.
I'll get it. I'll
so it's
get it,
very
yeah.
important to me, yeah. that. And then when I've written something, I will put it into a Word document. Mm-hmm. And recently, the Word document is constantly saying, would you like me to rewrite that for you? And so I end up just going, I don't need you to rewrite what I've just written. Will you off? Just off. I'm so annoyed.
I'm sure there are many people watching this who can relate as well. That was Emma Thompson on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. I'm Alec Hogg. Until tomorrow, cheerio.